TTG. Luck is where hard work meets opportunity. Live inspired, push hard daily, and we're going after our unfair share. And relationships make or break you. So make the smart choice and surround yourself with those who push you to be better, hold you accountable, and inspire you. This series has everything to do with sales, marketing, real estate, digital media, specializing in the real estate space. In the title space, there is only one choice, TeamTitleGuy.com.
And we are so excited, well, mostly excited, anyways, to introduce a teammate to the team. And her name is Victoria Ribello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Well, hello, Victoria.
Hi, Ryan.
R-E-B-E-L-L-O. So if you're going to make fun of her or type something up online, make sure you spell her name right if you're going to do that.
Yes, thank you very much. I'd appreciate that.
Now, that's kind of the ongoing joke, is my understanding. So you're not new to this industry, right?
No, I am not. I've been doing this for 25 years.
What's been your most challenging part of the industry, having been in it for a few years?
That's a great question. Wow.
Yeah.
You put me on the spot on that one.
See, these are off-the-cuff kind of answers, yeah, because I did not prepare her with a list of questions. So, you know, the idea is that when you put a team together, you want to find solid people that, you know, both have had successes and challenges and everything across the board, to make sure that when that teammate comes out, they're ready to and prepared to help out in the field. You know, maybe it's a success, maybe it's like one huge thing that you love about the industry, is to, you got to have some kind of love for it if you've been in it for 25 years.
Oh, absolutely. I love the passion of teaching people what title insurance is, because a lot of title reps, I'll be honest with you, do not understand it, do not know the background of it. And it's just an amazing thing that we get to do, go out, meet people hand in hand. We get to meet homeowners. You know, they don't understand it. It's the real estate agent or the loan officers that get to touch them. And every once in a while, we get to touch the homeowners. And it's a great blessing that we get to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what's maybe a couple of things about you that people may not know or may not realize? Just trying to get to know you a little bit better. If they see you out in the field, they're like, hey, how do I know if I even trust this person or even like this person?
Well, I have a strong personality. I do not have a poker face, I will be honest with you. I'm very OCD, ADD. You text me, I'm texting you right back. You email me, I'm going to email you, call you in the middle of the night if I have to, if you need anything. I'm active. I'm always on the go. So if I fly by you in my little red Volkswagen and cut you off, I apologize.
Very cool.
Yeah, but other than that, you know, I'm here to help at any possible way, at any moment in time to, you know, make things happen for you.
So in your opinion, like, what's an average day in the life of a title person?
Holy guacamole. Well, getting up at 4:30 a.m., doing a quick workout, because you always got to get your blood flowing in the morning. Starting to work at 5 o'clock, making sure that your day is prepared, getting to the office, doing phone calls, emails, text messages, getting things taken care of, and getting out in the field, meeting the clients, visiting offices and helping out any possible ways, setting meetings, and basically not eating.
Not eating. I don't know if I'm going to agree with that one. I love to eat. Let's just be honest. I love it, though, because, you know, there's such a power in routine. And my routine is similar within the morning, when I wake up early, I got to get my admin done, want to get to the gym, have my time with my kids, because I still have young ones at the house.
Yes, you do.
And so that's definitely something that's a huge, huge deal. When you're not working, what's something that you might be passionate about?
Oh, when I'm not working. Oh, that's great. I have a 4-year-old granddaughter that I just is my light of my life. My husband and I are always doing something active, going up the coast, running, traveling. I have a little puppy. Well, he's 12 years old and he's unfortunately on his last leg. He's, you know, the baby of the family. But it's just my kids too. I have a 24-year-old and a 22-year-old. People think it's crazy that I'm a grandmother, but yes. And, you know, my family's my passion, and just always out doing anything and everything that we possibly can to stay active.
Very cool. You know, having been in the business for a minute as well, there's people asking the questions all the time. And one of those questions that can arise is, you know, what's that one thing people are doing? Or what's that one or two things? What things help make people most successful? In your experience, what do you think those one or two answers are?
Well, what I have learned, before I came to work with Ryan over here at Tycor, I was at one of our competitors down in South County, and I taught some of those agents down there how to farm in the out-of-state area where the properties are here of renters, and how to market the out-of-state homeowners. And that's very successful, and that's something I love to do, love to teach on that. And just basically, farming is my, I think, is one of my favorite things to do.
So if somebody wanted to schedule an appointment with you, that's something that's acceptable.
Absolutely.
On that. All right. Another random question. You know, I'm the country guy when it comes down to my music preference and so forth. And I got no problem putting my boots and my cowboy hat on and so forth, you know. What would your favorite kind of music and pastime would that be?
You know, I have a variety of music. Since I've been in a sales rep for like almost, what, 15 years now, the car is my life, music's my life. I go from hard rock to Christian music, back to pop, to Tupac, to Biggie, to Alice in Chains, over Mercy Me. Exactly. I'm like all over the page.
So what you're saying is we just need to pray for you? Is that what it is?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that.
You know, it's all good. I think we can all use prayer. Let's be honest.
Absolutely can.
So, you know, I don't know. What's a question I should ask but I'm not asking to try and help the audience get to know you a little bit better?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I'm an open book, you know.
Open book.
Someone asks me a question, I'm going to be blunt. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You know, I'm direct.
So I guess that'd be a great question. How do you, in your opinion, how do you handle adversity or a tough question or call that's not necessarily all that fun to make?
I make the call.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know me, you know you're going to get a blunt, flat answer.
Yeah.
But if it's a challenge that something happened, we will make sure it gets taken care of. And I'm going to send you the email or the call where the problem is, but this is how we fix the problem.
All right. Just for future reference, Ryan's opinion on the word problem is that there's several words in my vocabulary that I choose not to use, or I do everything in my power not to use. One of those words is try. I really don't like the word problem. I like the word challenge.
Challenge, okay.
That we can iron these things out.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do not like the words always or never, because I feel like there's always exceptions to those
absolutely
rules. So absolutely, I'm right there with you on the content. I just feel like there's power in words. And, you know, I know, hey, what's your problem? That's argumentative. So, you know, just trying to make sure that we're doing those things, that we're being the true resources.
Exactly.
I think that Victoria mirrors a lot of my beliefs and what's going on and my work ethic. And so I just can't be ecstatic enough about having her on the team and a part and out in the field and making sure that our coverage is there, ample, and then some, so that when you need things, be it with myself or our support team inside the office or Ron here, that we can get those things taken care of for you in a timely fashion. Because at the end of the day, it's not about us. It's about making sure that you, the client, is taken care of.
Amen to that.
So, on behalf of Team Title Guy, thank you again so much for joining our team.
Oh, no, thank you. It's a true blessing.
And,
I'm excited.
Yeah, so cheers. Yeah, give her a call. You can find her information on our website, as well as, what's your phone number again?
951-520-5865.
So, and it's victoria.rebello@tycortitle.com is her email. Remembering it's R-E-B-E-L-L-O, because even I got it wrong. I did spell wrong everywhere, but yeah.
Just so make this, remember, Rebel and then Rebello.
Rebel. That's all right. Maybe that's a little bit more telling than what we thought originally at the beginning. We should have started with that. But all right, guys, when you're out there doing what you do, whether you're sell, buy, or refi, specify Team Title Guy.
Oh, I like that. Bam. Good job, Ryan.
All righty, guys. We'll see you real soon.
TTG. Luck is where hard work meets opportunity. So, hashtag create your own luck. That's a Bell mantra to live by. Live inspired. Push hard daily. And we're going after our unfair share. That's right. If you hustle, you should get paid more. This series has everything to do with sales, marketing, real estate, digital media, specializing in the real estate space. Join us to hear from some of the top leaders in the industry and what makes them successful. In the title space, there is only one choice, TeamTitleGuy.com.